Money Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today for the Financial Review. We've been following the Institute for Supply Management's manufacturing reports for quite some time. In the past 5 months, the manufacturing PMI has been in negative territory. I say negative. Any reading below 50 indicates contraction. A reading above 50 indicates expansion. And the February manufacturing report has just come out. And helping us analyze it, it's always a pleasure to welcome Brad Holcomb. He is chair of the Institute for Supply Management's Manufacturing Business Survey Committee. Brad, thank you for joining us today.
Always a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
February PMI comes in at 49.5, so we're again below that 50 mark. However, I would say that this is some fairly positive news on the manufacturing sector.
Well, I agree with you. If you look deeper into the report, as you mentioned, the headline number of PMI at 49.5, slightly contracting, slightly below 50, but up 1.3 percentage points from last month. And last month was up as well from the prior month. So we've seen a little bit of a downdraft, a little bit of a bump down below 50, but it's starting to point in the right direction. And that's being led by new orders at 51.5, nicely above 50, same as last month. So growth in new orders for two consecutive months. And this month, we have 12 of our 18 industries reporting growth in new orders, with only four reporting some measure of decline.
Do we have any idea what is behind these new orders? Are we just seeing business demand pick up?
Well, I think we're seeing a general pickup. I think we're seeing some pickup because of pent-up demand and people sort of waiting to see what's going to happen before they spend money. That involves consumers as well as companies in terms of machinery and projects and things like that, as well as the government. So it's pretty broad-based and pointing certainly in the right direction as we look at the trend.
But another thing that might support that was a strong uptick in the backlog of orders.
Very much so. Up 5.5 percentage points to 48.5. Still contracting, but much slower. So we like to see that from a directional standpoint. And production is up nicely, 2.6 percentage points from last month to 52.8. So a particularly good month for production.
Production growing and growing at a faster clip as well.
Exactly. Before I forget to say, you know, the PMI has been contracting for five consecutive months, much less so this month than previous. But the economy is growing for 81 consecutive months. And it's not until the PMI would get in the area of 43.2 that we'd be concerned about the economy in a broader sense. So that needs to be pointed out. You know, we've taken a pause, if you will, to kind of check to see where things are going. We had a rough start to the beginning of the year with some global incidents and weather and the high price of the dollar, et cetera, the oil situation. But a lot of that is starting to become old news to a degree, and that pent-up demand is starting to materialize.
One of the areas that we always look for in the ISM report, and particularly with the jobs report coming out on Friday, we look at the employment reading, and this came in strong, up 2.6 at 48.5. That's a good indicator, even though it is still below the 50 reading.
Still below 50, but again, pointing in the right direction, up 2.6 percentage points. You know, this is driven by those new orders, and it's driven by the sentiment and the outlook more broadly on the part of our manufacturing respondents, who give us specific quotes, by the way, each month. And I list 10 in our report, and they are very much more positive this month in February than last month on the whole.
I noticed that. Some of the reports sounded really strong. Business demand is solid. Mobility spend is up. Business has to get better, and it appears it is. I'm reading some of the quotes here.
Yes.
Very strong demand for product. This is pretty good stuff here.
Well, it really is. And the last one you mentioned is in the machinery category, which is suggestive of capital expenditures in business, which we're all kind of watching closely and looking for. That comment continues to say that material availability is very good and commodity pricing continues to be depressed. So that's beneficial, and we like to see that, of course.
Now, commodity pricing has been depressed, and you did take a look at prices in this report as well. This has been the most depressed area, but we're seeing a big move there, up 5 points at 38.5.
Yes, and that's not all bad news. It's been suggesting declining prices for 16 consecutive months. It's hit petroleum and coal industry, as we say it, quite hard. But the rest of our industries benefit from lower raw materials, lower costs to run their factories, and so on. And if you look at our lists of commodities up in price and down in price, I see a possible turning point. We've shown a lot of the metals down in price for many, many months in a row, but some of our respondents are starting to show the aluminums, the steels, those types of commodities starting to be up in price could reflect a turning point. And if I was a buyer of these materials, I'd take a strong look at this and gauge as to whether or not this was a time to buy and place contracts.
The February manufacturing PMI comes in at 49.5, a big move up, 1.3 percentage points from January, and a really positive report for the most part across the board. Joining us to help analyze it, Brad Holcomb, chair of the ISM Manufacturing Business Survey Committee. Always great info, Brad, and we always appreciate the Institute for Supply Management. Thank you.
Thank you again. Take care.